This episode is presented by Invest Puerto Rico. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Good morning and welcome to Equity Monday for July 19th, our weekly primer where we catch up on the news and, as always, explore the numbers behind the headlines. This is Alex, and I'm just going to say that I'm extremely hyped for this week of news. Now, why? Well, because there's been enough news just this Monday morning to fill a whole week's worth of blogging. Just imagine how bonkers things are going to be by Friday. But before we get into what happened over the weekend, a quick look at the markets. Asian stocks were down today, European stocks were down even more, and American stocks are set to open sharply lower this morning. So, what's going on? Well, according to the financial press this morning that I read, it appears to be a general concern that a resurgent COVID-19 could once again limit economic activity. Couple that with well-covered inflation concerns, and things are not exactly peachy in the global market. Now, turning to Bitcoin and friends, aggregate crypto market cap was off around 4% in the last 24 hours, which means that not too much is going on in the world of Bitcoin. And with that, let's talk about the weekend. This weekend, Zoom, the former startup darling, announced that it will buy Five9, another public company. What does Five9 do? Well, in two words, cloud contacts. And what does Zoom do? Well, it connects people to one another via voice and video. So it's not really that hard to see how the two companies could work together. Now, the deal is worth $14.7 billion, a medium healthy premium over the company's $11.9 billion market cap, according to Yahoo Finance. And really, this whole Five9 deal is a little bit more attractive today than it was yesterday in light of this morning's market sell-off. Now, Zoom is worth north of $100 billion, but not too much more. So Zoom is betting around 14% of its value in the deal, which means that it really expects a serious boost from the transaction. Now, looking at the data, in its most recent quarter, Five9 put up $138 million in quarterly revenue, up 45% from its year-ago period. Zoom is therefore paying around 27 times the company's current run rate. At that growth rate, the price feels pretty reasonable in light of today's market pricing dynamics. Now with that, let's talk about this morning. What's next in tech? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's an innovations paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/TechCrunch. Like I said, there is a lot going on today, so we'll have to be somewhat summary. We're going to blend our funding round coverage and morning update into a single section, as a lot of the big news this morning is actually about gargantuan funding events. Kicking off, TechCrunch reported this morning that private equity firm Carlyle is buying live streaming platform LiveU for more than $400 million. Now, per TechCrunch,
LiveU's satellite cellular hardware and software for capturing and delivering live streaming and broadcasting video is used by over 3,000 large media organizations.
As far as private equity deals go, this one is just not huge. But as LiveU raised the bulk of its venture capital by 2012, it's an interesting deal. Crunchbase data indicates that LiveU raised a $6 million round in 2019. That's pretty small. But its $27 million Series D from November of 2012 was its last real serious round. So maybe the deal is a good outcome. Also out this morning is a new SEC filing from Robinhood discussing its potential IPO price range. The new numbers implied that Robinhood could raise $2 billion at a valuation of as much as $35 billion, according to Bloomberg. Now, obviously, we're going to be tearing into this filing as soon as we get the podcast out. But we haven't yet. That the Robinhood IPO is moving forward is pretty indicative of the times. Robinhood is trying to hit a timing window with this deal. It wants to get out now, despite its somewhat controversial year, because public market tech valuations are just so welcoming. Now, we're expecting a host of IPOs this quarter, but Robinhood's own debut is probably going to be the biggest of them all, thanks to how well-known the brand is and, frankly, its valuation. The $35 billion price tag should help Robinhood clear out its convertible debt it had to raise early in the year cleanly. Of course, more to come on that shortly. Moving along, the Indian startup scene had a huge start to the week. Two items today for your enjoyment. The first one, Lenskart, is now worth $2.5 billion after raising $220 million from Temasek and Falcon Edge Capital. TechCrunch reports that the company's CEO, Payush Bansal, said that, quote,
"The profitable startup which sells eyeglasses and contact lenses online and through about 750 physical retail outlets across the country, has seen a surge in sales of eyewear products in the pandemic year.
Lenskart sold around 8 million pairs of glasses last year and, as TechCrunch notes, is a SoftBank-backed company. Not a bad day for Masa. Next up, Global Bees, all one word, which raised a $150 million Series A. Now, our own Manish Singh reports that the round itself was half debt and half equity, but even with that caveat, it is the largest Series A in India's history. So, what does Global Bees do? Well, it buys and invests in e-commerce brands. This is what you might call the e-commerce roll-up strategy, and it has attracted so much capital over the world in the last couple of months, in Europe, in the US, and not surprising to see a big deal in India. And then from Nigeria, a smaller transaction, but one to take note of, Chaka has raised a $1.5 million pre-seed round. The startup wants to bring a Robinhood-like experience to Nigeria while also allowing folks outside the country to invest in Nigerian assets. Now, per our reporting, the company has secured the pertinent licenses and needs for its work, and now with fresh capital, it could be set to grow rather quickly. It is a startup to keep an eye on. Closing today, a small note that we have a very fun Wednesday show coming this week. We are hosting the author of a recent business book concerning a company that you've heard of. It's a talk that we're extremely excited to host, so please tune in. And with that, we are out of time. You can, of course, follow the show on Twitter at EquityPod or myself, where I tweet under the handle at Alex. We will chat with you Wednesday morning. Until then, talk soon. Goodbye.